You're listening to SBS News.
Hopes were high for Russia off the pitch entering the 2018 World Cup. On the pitch, they were somewhat lower. But they're soaring now, with the host nation on the verge of the knockout stages after defeating Egypt 3-1 in St. Petersburg. The Russians now simply need Saudi Arabia to, as expected, fail to beat Uruguay tomorrow, and they'll qualify for the round of 16 with a game to spare. 3 second-half goals gave the hosts victory against an Egyptian side boosted by the return of star Mohamed Salah, albeit carrying an injury, but now more or less resigned to going home at the conclusion of the group stage. The Russians are on song, not only winning, but winning in style. They've scored 8 goals from their first 2 games. However, coach Stanislav Cherchesov isn't getting too excited. He says his team is certainly scoring their goals, but hasn't gone all the way to achieving their goals just yet.
Ну, 8 голов за 2 матча, если бы в регламенте было написано, что кто первые 8 забьет, то чемпион мира, мы тоже стали. Так как,
что 5 забьет, 3 забьет, 4 забьет,
Group H, as usual, was the last group to get underway, and the action its opening 2 games provided made it well worth the wait. Not that the wait was long in the Japan versus Colombia game. Colombian midfielder Carlos Sanchez was given the tournament's first red card in just the 3rd minute of play for a handball in the penalty area. It's the second fastest red card in a game in World Cup history. Shinji Kagawa converted the penalty to put Japan up a goal, as well as a man. Their captain, Falcao, won a dubious free kick in the lead-up to half-time. That set up Juan Quintero to level the score with a sensational free kick to the near post that avoided the Japanese defensive wall by going along the ground when they expected his shot to go in the air. It looked like Japan, famously brittle in key situations in recent times, might waste their one-man advantage. But in the second half, the Samurai Blue, playing with 11 men against Los Cafeteros' 10 men, really began to tell. And striker Yuya Osako scored for his side in the 73rd minute to make sure it truly did tell. Final score, Japan 2, Colombia 1. Japanese coach Akira Nishino appeared to admit after the match he instructed his players to try and let Colombia, one man short, tire themselves out.
From the start, I think we could be very aggressive. And of course, we had the advantage of more players. However, what I said at the half-time was that it's not just the number of players, but we have to be better than them in positioning. So we did not want to just capitalize on the number of more players. So after the first score or goal, I think we did give Colombia some positioning advantage.
But the upsets didn't stop there. Senegal, playing its first World Cup match since making its memorable surprise run to the quarterfinals in 2002, has beaten Poland 2-1 in Moscow. Yet another own goal, there's now been 5 of them at this World Cup so far, put the Senegalese ahead at half-time. They doubled their advantage after the interval, after a poorly judged back pass by Polish midfielder Grzegorz Krychowiak was intercepted by Senegal striker Mbaye Niang, who was just coming back onto the field getting treated for injury. The Poles appeared not to know he was there, and were livid when he took the ball and scored. No rules were broken, though, so what protests they put up were ignored. Krychowiak's 86th-minute goal briefly gave his side some hope, but it turned out to be forlorn. Senegal's win is the first one by an African team at this World Cup. Their coach, Aliou Cissé, says his team is representing the whole continent.
Yes, absolutely. Senegal today represents the whole of the African continent. We are Senegal, we do represent our country, but I can also guarantee that the whole of Africa is supporting our national Senegalese team. I get phone calls from everywhere. People do believe in our team and they are proud, and we are also proud to represent Africa.
Along with the Saudi Arabia versus Uruguay match, Day 7 of the competition features the second tranche of matches from Group B. Iran, unlikely group leaders after Match Day 1, plays Spain in Kazan. The Iranians enter the matchup monumental underdogs. But according to their coach, Carlos Quiroz, who once coached at the giant Real Madrid club in Spain, that's not a fear-inducing prospect for his men. Quiroz says Iran is excited to take on the star-studded Spaniards.
It is a unique opportunity for us to play against Spain, one of the serious candidates to win the World Cup in Russia. So the atmosphere in the team, my players, they are very excited and they are very happy for this opportunity to play against a fantastic team, great players.
The other match in the group sees Portugal play Morocco, with the Moroccans in a desperate situation after losing their first game to Iran in heartbreaking circumstances. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.